the National Service Inclusion Project contacted me, what, maybe 6 weeks ago?
That would be about right.
Yep. Lois sent me an email telling me a little bit about what they're about. She started with the topic of AmeriCorps, and we had a couple of phone conversations. And as opposed to my passing on the information convention coming up, and I'd like to put you on the platform. So Lois is going to talk to us about AmeriCorps and the other programs for which they're looking for inclusion. And tell us a little bit about yourself, too, Lois.
Okay, my role with the Serve Illinois Commission in the country has either inclusion officer or disability outreach coordinator as the title. And we are to try to promote inclusion in all aspects of national service throughout the country. So that's my role. My background has been in human services since I was in high school, acting as a tutor for children, moving into one of those horrendous state facilities. Spent a lot of years working there until the closure of the Illinois facility, the Dixon State School. Though that was sad for me in many ways, we have progressed so far from how people with disabilities used to be treated, and I'm very happy to see that. I went to return to another state facility, the Jack Mabley Developmental Center, who had a program which was overseen by the Helen Keller Institute. We invited Sister Bernadette Peters to come out to the Jack Mabley Center and give us some guidance and training in working with people who are not only blind but deaf as well. That program, can happy to say that that's true, though again, the centers are in a state where they may be closed in the future. There are some public facilities, Kreider Services, where my office is in Dixon, Illinois, who does have a program for blind, deaf individuals who also receive training from. I've worked with seniors. I've worked with kids who have emotional or mental health issues. And then currently, the inclusion officer for the state. I've been there for 2 years. This is just the end of my second year. So I love my job. I'm glad to be here. And I'd just like to give you like an overview of the Corporation for National and Community Service that are under its umbrella and the National Service Inclusion Project. President Clinton had signed into law the National Community Service Trust Act in September 1993. That led to the birth of the Corporation for National and Community Service. The corporation requires state service commissions to be established for states to obtain funding. Currently, all 50 commissions who oversee the CNCS grant monies. The corporation administers the Volunteers in Service to America program, otherwise known as VISTA, the National Civilian Community Corps, or the NCCC, Senior Corps, AmeriCorps, and the Learn and Serve programs. The goals of the corporation are to improve lives, strengthen communities, foster civic engagement through service and volunteering, and it engages over 4 million Americans of all ages and backgrounds in service every year. The AmeriCorps program includes AmeriCorps National, which is usually a multi-state grant as funded directly by the corporation on a national level. And then there's the AmeriCorps state programs, which are funded through the state. Illinois has 31 AmeriCorps programs throughout the state, actually 33. We just added two this year. These programs are funded by the state commissions, and the commissions are appointed by the governor. They rotate in terms of service every 3 years. We're currently looking for new commissioners. The inclusion portion of the commission is definitely looking for champions, people who are very interested in participating on a state service commission. If you get to serveillinois.gov and learn about the commission, there's an application right there if anyone is interested. Please do so. They'll probably be making decisions within the next week, but we would love to have a champion for the blind community on the commission. That would be awesome. We're also starting up an inclusion team, and I did mention that to Patty. We'd love to see the National Federation be represented on that inclusion team, so we're holding a seat for whoever that might be. AmeriCorps VISTA is also under the AmeriCorps program. The AmeriCorps goals are to create needs and service activities, strengthen the community, and develop their membership. They do this in many ways. They focus on direct service in the community. Wherever the program is located, they're looking at community needs and how they can best serve those needs. There are over 75,000 members currently participating each year in AmeriCorps. Some examples of the needs and service activities would be tutoring and mentoring of children, high school level, responding to community disasters either on a local or a national level, be participating in community health outreach programs, maybe packaging things for homeless or the Red Cross, working with Habitat for Humanity, cleaning parks and streams, or running other various after-school programs. Members are developed through training that's provided by the programs every year. They work to instill an ethic of service. They talk about life after AmeriCorps, work on personal and professional development, and instill a sense of citizenship. Communities are strengthened because the program involves the community and focuses on its needs, and they tend to create partnerships that didn't exist before, working together to address the community needs. The AmeriCorps positions can be full-time, which would be approximately 1,700 hours of service in a service year, part-time about 900 hours, quarter-time about 450 hours per service year. Some of the benefits that come with the AmeriCorps program is that you earn a living allowance. You also earn an educational award upon the completion of your term of service. Part-time positions are prorated based on the number of hours in service, so everyone receives those two things. The living allowance is, as I said, prorated. It's paid in equal distributions, and unfortunately, it is considered taxable income. The educational awards are granted upon completion of service. They can be used either to return to school or to pay outstanding bills. We have a lot of college students who apply for summer AmeriCorps programs, and then they can take that educational award at the end of their term of service and apply it toward their furthering their education or paying off some of their outstanding debt. A new ruling that came out in the Serve America Act is that if you're 55 or older, and in AmeriCorps, you can take those educational awards and give them to your grandchildren or your children so they can use them towards their education. The only thing is that once you receive the educational award, it does have to be utilized in 7 years. And again, those are in the year that they're awarded, they're taxed. Senior Corps is for persons 55 and over. AmeriCorps, there's really no limit. You only have to be 17, and you can stay in AmeriCorps till 90 if you wish. 2-year term is the extent. You either can have a two-year term if you're a full-time member. If you're a quarter-time member, you could conceivably stay in the same membership for an 8-year stint. In the Senior Corps program, there are nearly 500,000 Americans who serve every year. This covers the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, or RSVP, the Foster Grandparent Program, and the Senior Companion Program. RSVP volunteers do things like participating in environmental projects, providing educational services to students, responding to national disasters, very similar to AmeriCorps. Foster grandparents serve as one-on-one tutors and mentor young people with special needs. Senior companions generally help homebound seniors and other adults maintain independence in their own homes. The last program to talk about is the Learn and Serve America program, serving over 1 million students every year. These grants are awarded to state education agencies, schools, nonprofits, and they are definitely focused on engaging students in service activities. Service learning has been shown to increase academic achievement and foster citizenship within the students, and it also provides an additional resource to those teachers. Now, a portion of these corporation grant monies are focused specifically on inclusion of people with disabilities. It's only about 1%, but that 1% in the year 2005, that's a little dated, but it was almost $5 million. So every program, whether it be national, whether it be state, whether it be that small AmeriCorps program in your community, has an obligation to recruit people with disabilities. This is the National Service Inclusion Project. So my role in Illinois is to talk to disability organizations, partner with disability organizations, give presentations and talk and train with the program directors ways that they can become more inclusive in what they're doing. we're asking that people be very intentional in their outreach. But some of that starts with just building awareness that the opportunity is there. So beyond the outreach, that percentage of grant monies also goes to provide accommodations for members in service while they're in service. The accommodations provided for members do not follow them after they leave service, but they remain with the inclusion office so they can be used for members in the future who might need the same accommodation. A lot of times accommodations don't cost anything. It's just a simple adjustment of a schedule or a willingness to listen and understand about what a particular individual needs. Also, some of the monies go for training and technical assistance and for publicity in marketing and outreach, being inclusive in your pictures and your language and reaching out. In 2009, the Serve America Act was passed, and at that point, the focus was to increase AmeriCorps membership from 75,000 to 250,000 by 2017, which really means a lot for the whole country, but also for people with disabilities. And I know our government right now is struggling with budget. Illinois is definitely struggling with budget. It is our hope that we stay in the budget. The corporation so far has survived. I think for Illinois, the Learn and Serve funding will probably be cut this year, but it's our hope that the service learning programs will be maintained through other areas. Some of the benefits of joining an AmeriCorps program is that you do increase your income. You learn vocational skills. You get social skills. You get an expanded sense of community. And it allows you some time, say you're right out of high school and you don't really know exactly what you want to do, and you maybe you don't have quite enough money to go on to that college program and you're just not quite sure. If you can get yourself into an AmeriCorps program, you'll have some of those basic soft skills learned before you go into that job. You'll have a little bit of money to go towards college. And maybe you've gone to one of those programs that does tutoring because you think maybe you'd kind of like to work with kids. Maybe you find out you really do like that, or maybe you find out you really don't like that. So it just kind of gives you an opportunity to test the waters in a safe environment. Self-esteem and confidence are built. Friendships are made. And hopefully the community as a whole, it benefits, and we're hoping to kind of change our communities and make them more inclusive, where people of all abilities have more value and respect. And that would be the end of my presentation. If you have any questions about AmeriCorps, the program, I'd be happy to answer them the best I can. I can leave a card. Some of you picked up some information yesterday from the exhibit booth and had some good conversation, so... Thank you.
Thank you. And you are staying with us tonight, right? Are you leaving right away?
My daughter's at home getting ready to go to homecoming tonight. And if I don't
before
she leaves, I'll be in trouble. Yeah.
All right. Well, you're heading out. We have your contact info, and we thank you very much for being here.
And please, we do want someone from the Federation to be on the inclusion
team. That I'll manage.
Awesome.
I haven't quite done it yet, but it might be because we were doing this convention.
Probably so.
It'll happen.
Thank you very much.
That'll happen.